You may know that too much insulin can lead to low blood sugar or hypoglycemia, yet too little or no insulin may lead to diabetic ketoacidosis or DKA. Let's explore the risk factors, early signs, and steps to manage DKA before it becomes serious. What causes DKA? Insulin moves blood sugar into your cells. Without enough insulin to move blood sugar into your cells, your body uses stored fat for energy. This effect releases acids called ketones into your blood that can make it too acidic. In this context, these findings are all consistent with aspiration pneumonia. He now has worsening hypoxemia despite increasing the oxygen delivery via nasal cannula. Start with providing supplemental oxygen while obtaining ancillary studies. Titrate the FiO2 to keep oxygen saturation above 90%. If the patient remains hemodynamically stable during the workup with normal mental status, then we can consider using non-invasive positive pressure ventilation to maintain good oxygen saturation.